Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 8th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're continuing our series on Proudhon, on facing the thieves in the temple to raise up our love such that we can reclaim our world. One heart at a time, but these shows are intending to multiply that process with a strategy called reducing the tide of the functionaries. Because we have learned that each one of us harbors the state until we consciously renounce it. Sisters and brothers, the flowering of suppressed creativeness, our spontaneous feelings held back out of a false sense of allegiance to our parents. And we spent some time with Alice Miller, her book, For Your Own Good, to understand how that happens, and with Jeremy Bentham, who explained that the parent is the deputy of the state. And Alice explain that in great detail. The flowering of suppressed creativeness that comes with the recovery of the true self, we are saying, is our definition of economics in two aspects, as on the feeding of the soil depends the subsequent harvest. Doing this, tending with attentiveness to the goal in mind, and describing it as such when we do it, because we possess the right story. That's also what we've been talking a lot about and understanding, is that that is a absolutely necessary piece to our moving forward as a conscious movement that is global, that is saying we are not fuel for a class system, we are human beings. Describing it as such as we do it, reclaiming ourselves from a system, is decommissioning the inner system, is saying we are working to establish the conditions that allow each one of us to be self-sufficient. And I do believe my entire life that has been an absent emphasis, along with the global emphasis. Each one of us must be self-sufficient in all senses of that word, in body, in mind, in spirit. It is saying that we are working to establish the conditions that mean we do not need you, the system, to feed us, either body or soul, anymore, but which embrace the conscious mutual interdependence of all human beings globally, because we must work together globally to get free of global power, to feed ourselves, to help each other, and to repair the damage done to the earth during the mad romp over us of the last 2.5 centuries of the Plato's tribesmen. It's saying that we are the sufficient power and energy we need to create our just and fair and joyous global society. Decommissioning the inner system, developing a strong core, allows us to decommission the outer system, develop the networks and associations, and Kropotkin has talked with us a lot about this, that allow us to switch our allegiance. And this is expressed in securing land together, in growing our own food as associations, always keeping that global emphasis in mind, and exchanging our goods and services globally, bypassing as our good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein said in Anti-Systemic Movements, the interstate system, bypassing the interstate system, which of course is only accomplished by means of global general strikes, as part of the process of wresting free our lives from their entanglement with the abusiveness of the class system. Decommissioning the inner system allows us to reconceive our allegiance from dedication to preserving the system of class to self-sufficient freedom in interdependence. And this is discussed in the last chapter of the book I wrote, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, which you can download free from the NASENCE website. That last chapter is called The Plan. But the absolutely critical piece missing from that last chapter, except to the extent that it, the major strategy advocated after all the other strategies is the global general strike. But nonetheless, a missing piece is bypassing the interstate system, which is implied in the global general strike, but we needed our good three to explain exactly why, to explain what's been missing from the analysis and the strategy of the left ever since 68. Quote from Anti-Systemic Movements, of the processes that stem from capital's ongoing centralization, the second and third entail the redefinition of trajectories. For the denationalization of domestic labor forces suggests a fundamental change on the part of the left as to what national means. To accomplish the reconception will entail a degree and kind of substantive and rhetorical inventiveness not presently in ascendance within prominent movements. And they were writing around 1983. And the third, the increasing salience of the gender question, entails the further generalization from the pauperization of women to the pauperization of people on a world scale. That is precisely the change in consciousness the very effectiveness of the organizations in core zones may help to bring about as part of world-scale movements that bypass and so subvert interstate arrangements. And that was from our Waking Up radio show of April 5th, 2015. We see this intention expressed, this longing for authentic freedom in resistance movements like Nuit Debout, right now in France, and in the Egyptian Revolution. And to do this with consciousness and continuous forward momentum in possession of the right story here in the U.S. will end this vile class system. A system in essence that is simply about creating false distinctions to prop up the egos of the minuscule few. So all depends on our cultivation of our true selves and our new global, new in quotes, global emphasis, because it was what the good three call that one long continuous war of the early 20th century, World War I and World War II, that destroyed until it was painstakingly resurrected and then destroyed again what was a clear, conscious, global socialist initiative that was moving forward apace and which two world wars destroyed, literally destroyed the people. This is a system that is about propping up those 10,000 guys. We have had to wait for the internet, for instantaneous communications, to catch up to what their strategies are in order to counter them with our own. But we are at that moment when we are now doing that. All depends on our cultivation of our true selves and our new global emphasis and its incorporation into our personalities. And we're going to be talking more about that in our section of these shows in which we are clarifying what we mean by an authentic or holistic self-defense. In order to form that solid core that directs the arms of our movement and prevents it from being taken over and misdirected by functionaries of power, For until we have a world of our own making, money will continue to buy functionaries for power every time.